Dr. Richard Lacour, chairperson of the COVID-19 Task Force Audit Committee, says despite the recent surge in coronavirus cases, the task force has observed that people are not adhering to the preventive measures recently announced by the government, and the numbers are going up.
When you compare with the number of people who are tested, you'll see the positivity rate is very high. So this shows we had a serious transmission happening there. That's one. The second one, also at the public side, we've seen people are not adhering to the measures. When you go, people are not wearing masks and people are just relaxing, like business as usual.
Lacour says the committee will enter facilities unannounced to see if they are following COVID-19 preventive procedures. He says the audit committee wants to make sure that various institutions are promoting behaviors that reduce the spread of COVID-19, maintaining a healthy environment, maintaining healthy operations, looking at the toilet and mitigating factors that can impact the COVID-19 second wave in the country.
We've seen that Minister of Health also, like what you've seen in Office of the Vice, there is no more posters about COVID-19 displays inside or outside, which is very critical. And also, we have, when we went in, we have observed like two staff who are not wearing masks. And we also have looked at the toilets. The toilets, one of it doesn't have some tissue papers and also doesn't have some sanitizer in.
Dr. Anthony Garang, Secretary General of the COVID-19 Audit Committee, says the panel is working with organized forces to make sure they enforce the rules, especially on pedestrians who don't want to wear face masks.
There will be a day where they will be stationed, you know, at the outskirts of the town, and then they will ask everybody to put on their masks or they go back home. So there is that operation that is undergoing now.
Garang says if the committee determines an institution is not following the directives, it will summon the head of the organization, who will be questioned by the National Task Force panel on why they neglected to implement all preventive measures and once the facility could be shut down.
The second thing will be, of course, suspension of the operation license of that particular facility, if it is a business, a shop, or an NGO, or a company. You know, there are a penalty that can amount to suspension of the operation license. That means, you know, closure of business for a specific period of time. And then also for individuals, they will be banned from entering the facility if, for example, they are not wearing face masks or doing the necessary, for example, washing their hands.
Garang says security force will be stationed at different points to monitor if public transport passengers are wearing face masks. And if they are not, the driver of the vehicle will be suspended for a certain period of time as a punitive measure. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serena in Juba.